This is Discovery with a K.
Welcome back to a new episode of Discovery with a K. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today we're talking about the K-Media Awards 2021.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, so the K-Media Awards 2021. If you've been with us for a while, you know that we do our yearly awards. We started with this last year. And we just listed every single comeback of the year. We made like a short list.
And then, not every.
No, not every. You're right. But the biggest ones.
We have our categories. Exactly. And then we work within those. Like releases that we think really popped out. They
yes.
stood out.
Had yes.
great concept, great music, great whatever.
Yeah.
And then we go category by category where we listen to the title tracks, listen to some other songs, reread the album reviews that we did, for example. Yeah. And we score them individually, and then we count them together, and then we see who the winner is for that category.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should basically... I tell them about the special wheel?
The special... Well, you don't. So whenever we have the... We have a pointing system, and when sometimes it's just a tie, so mm-hmm. we have to resource to look for that.
Yeah. So if there's a tie and we think that they both really deserve it, then we leave it up to fate.
Yes.
And there's like a spinning wheel on
Google. Online.
And then you just add the names and then you click the wheel and whoever lands on the name.
That's the winner.
That's the winner of the category.
Unbiased. I can't.
Well,
I can't speak today. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm having a long day.
Mm.
Let's start with this. So
yes.
First category.
Let's talk about debut of the year.
This year was quite tough. There was a lot of debuts, and they were all quite interesting, I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but there were a few of them that definitely stood out.
Yes.
And for me, this year was like Pixie because it did an amazing concept. And We Cannot Live Behind, Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys from Kingdom, they blew me away because interesting concept. They did a wonderful job with the storylines. The budget of their music videos were incredible.
It's kind of crazy for a rookie group.
I know.
Right?
I still wonder how, you know, how.
Intriguing.
Yeah, so who won this category?
So this year, the winner of debut of the year is...
Ba-dum.
Kingdom!
Yay!
Like, you probably noticed that when Kathleen was speaking.
Yes, but let's be honest, I think that between Pixie and Kingdom, mm-hmm. they stood out definitely
yeah.
this year.
The two of them had like the biggest score.
Yeah.
And it was quite close.
It was actually quite close, yeah.
Mm.
But some Kingdom took it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the other nominees were Purple Kiss, Tribe, Apex, and T1410.
That's correct.
Mm.
So we'll go to our next one, which is like Rookie Girl Group of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So that
one. Do you
want
to do the honors?
The K-Media 2021 winner for Rookie Girl Group of the Year is Pixie.
Yay!
And you might have noticed that because we already spoke about debuts that really, really stood out mm-hmm. for us. And Pixie, we love fairies, okay? And the concept they have is really fun. It's very
unique.
Inventive.
It's
yes.
Like pretty dark as well.
Yes.
Because it's about... like fairies without their wings, and a
yeah.
witch kind of tells them, lures them in and be like, yeah, I'll give you wings if you do this. Like if you murdered the other ones or something like that.
Oh my God.
So
it's kind of spooky, but good.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued to see where they're going to take that storyline.
Yeah. Same.
Also, I'm kind of happy that a girl group has such a complex storyline as well.
Actually, yeah. It's interesting.
Because.
You don't see that very often.
No.
You don't see that very often. There's a lot of boy groups that do concepts,
mm-hmm.
but girl groups do concepts, but not like storylines. And this could be a
yeah.
long storyline.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very cool to see. And they have such interesting vocal tonalities as well.
Yeah, and let's talk about the choreography, because for that song...
We'll talk about the choreo later, though.
Yes. Mm. But they became like the Rookie Girl Group of the Year, because it was like the full package
yes.
was well-balanced. We're talking about mm-hmm. vocals, rapping, concept, visuals, the debut release, all of that was like well-balanced,
yeah.
well-done, and yeah, the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Some of the other girl groups that were nominated were Hot Issue, Tribe, yes. Purple Kiss, and Lightsome.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the Rookie Boy Group of the Year. For that one, it's not a surprise.
Like. Yeah, no, not really. Those three categories kind of go hand in hand.
Yes.
For Rookie Boy Group of the Year, it went to Kingdom. Though, this one was kind of hard.
Yeah, because there were a lot of boy group debuts. Mm-hmm. And they were all really good. And also kind of interesting as well. You know, you have like this angsty concept going on this year, which was interesting.
True.
It was like, we defy the society. We angst. System, boy. Yes. So.
Wearing like leather and stuff.
I mean, you gotta look impressive, you know?
Under neon lights.
I mean, you gotta look impressive if you're gonna, you know, defy the system, I suppose.
We only fight the system in leather jackets. You know how it is.
Exactly. You know, it's for the look. Anyway, and then Kingdom had like this historic concept.
Yeah.
That we were like, oh, okay.
They're fighting century-old systems here.
Yes. Yes. And yeah.
Yeah, it's with Kingdom, they release each mini album in honor of like a different member. Who is based on like a historic figure.
Yes.
Like their debut album was about King Arthur.
Yes.
Then they went to Chiyu. And then the last one was Ivan the Terrible that they based it off. So they kind of go like all over the world.
Yeah.
With their concepts. And each member of the group has their own like king.
And so it's so dope. Yeah, because within each storyline, also the other ones participate. So it's so fun.
Mm.
So see, all of them, the visuals are beautiful. So well done. Mm-hmm. So well done. And the music is great too. So yeah.
Yeah.
Kingdom, I really want to see where they're taking that storyline to.
I'm very intrigued to see. Yeah. Because what happens after they've done a mini album for each member?
They could take it to how it developed, you know, like what happened after or the following, I don't know, the following generation of kings. I don't know, you know, anyway.
I mean, there's been a lot of horrible kings out there, you know.
Exactly.
They might as well do them.
Well, why not? You know, and you got amazing music out of that too. So
that's fair.
Well done, that's Kingdom. Fair. Well done. We go on to Summer Song of the Year. This is one of my favorite categories, I have to admit. Because I just...
Mine, not really.
No.
No.
I like it because I just feel the heat of the summer again, even though we do this in winter.
We live in Ireland.
Yeah. So it's like having a little break. And then this year, they were kind of good as well. It was very sunny.
That was true. Yeah.
Yes. Cocktails, beach themed, which is normal in summer, I suppose. But it was fun. We even got even like colorful hippies. It was awesome.
True.
So Summer of the Songs of the Year it goes to the probably the queens of summer songs twice.
Mm-hmm.
And How Not to Give It to Them after Alcohol Free came out.
Yeah.
I love that song
they're
so much.
I was going to say they're promoting alcoholism, but not really because it's literally alcohol free. They're mocktails.
Yeah. So. And they're fruity as well.
Enjoy your fruit juice, I guess.
So, yes. Twice never disappoints with summer songs. Last mm-hmm. year was the same. And they just know how to do summer songs so well. You know?
Yeah.
I love them. That's it. It's like they can do Halloween and summer songs amazingly. Okay.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get zombies or, I don't know, monsters, and then you get your little tune for the summer. It's perfect.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yes. So tell me about the other nominees.
Yes. So we had Hotfeld with her single Summertime.
Yes.
We had Jeon Soyeon with Beam Beam, leader of G-Idle.
Yeah.
You had Stacey with ASAP. I love that song. It's a bit.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Then you had Taeyeon with Weekend, NCT Dream with Hello Future,
yes.
And Hyolyn and Dasom for Summer or Summer.
Yes.
I just realized that's a lot of women.
Yeah.
The summer is for women only.
Yes, apparently. Now we go to the best subunit of the year, and this year I feel that we didn't get a lot of many subunits.
No, in comparison to last year,
yeah,
it was okay. We had to do a bit of digging.
Yes, yes. So this year we just in black again. Last year was the same.
Last year was Wujisen Shokome.
Yeah, and this year was Wujisen Black.
Wujisen subunits
are different.
Okay.
Also, the suits for Wujisen Black, we love them. We absolutely were obsessed with them suits. They look amazing. And that dance thingy with like the, what was that? Like the top of the suit, and they do this dancey dance and they just move slightly so they show a bit of skin and then they, it's awesome.
I just can't get enough of the concept of like the whole robber detective kind of thing.
Is the suit girl.
Women, you know.
Awesome.
Some of the other subunits that we nominated were Super Junior with DNE. Then we had Elast U who released a song, and then Day 6, Even of Day. I think they released a mini album. That was actually really good.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Yeah.
But
Wujisen Black.
Wujisen Black just kind of took the cake.
Yeah, one. That song was really good.
The next one is...
This
you
was
guys.
A, yeah.
The struggle, man.
This was a lengthy one.
So this category is best pop song of the year.
Yes. The thing with us, this is us. Okay. We normally awards take about 5 to 6 songs. But there were so many good pop songs from so many groups that we were like, we are going to listen.
We 12.
Yeah. We listened to all of them. We scored them. And then one took the awards. Okay. Mm-hmm. This year, that award went to TXT with Love Song because we loved TXT's comeback this year.
It feels like it was kind of their year.
For TXT, absolutely.
Pops off, revolutionized emo kings, you know.
Yes.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it was a very hard category. Like, everything is very, like, close, sometimes yeah. Even up to just, like, half a point.
The difference were very narrow between them.
So
all the nominees. So which were the other nominees?
So the other groups that were nominated were Enhypen with Drunk Dazed. We had Twice with The Feels. BTS's Permission to Dance. NCT 127 with Sticker. Then we had NCT Dream with Hot Sauce. Stacey with Stereotype. Weekly with After School. Red Velvet's Queendom. Luna Paint the Town. Stray Kids Thunderous. And ITZY with Mafia.
Such a long, long
breath. I ran a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Best Male Soloist. Another long one.
This one was with a tie.
Yes, so we have to let the wheel choose for us.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Basically, because it was like, they were all like really good, okay?
Oh, goodness.
So this year, award for Best Soloist Male Category was for Woods.
Woods.
Loved his music this year. He released a single album and then he released an EP. And we did both of them. We loved the two of them. I actually got that album because I loved it so much. Set was incredible. All I want to feel like was it. No, that's the title track for Set.
Was that with...
The Feel Like is for Set. Feel Like is a title track for Set, the single album.
Yeah.
And then he had the other EP that he released not long ago. It was like a couple of months.
Yeah.
Anyway, Woods did an incredible job with that. Yes. With the two of them. And
he's been doing pretty good for like the last 2 years.
Absolutely. He's been doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps his music also quite entertaining, very diverse. He experiments with sounds, and it's just so fun to listen every single release.
Yeah.
So tell me about the other nominees.
So the other nominees were, it's a GOT7 moment, by the way. JB, Bam Bam, Young Jay, Baekhyun, Kang Daniel, B.I., Wono, Kai, Dio, and Taemin.
It was a lot of SM as well.
Well, SM... XJYP
as well. Yeah, it's like GOT7 members were like, we are going solo. And they
Teddy
did.
Style.
Yeah, so it was really good. All of them were quite interesting as well. Like JB came up with R&B, and all of them came back like had a very interesting concept. Mm-hmm. I personally was in love with Baekhyun's Bambi, you know. Anyways,
that was pretty good.
Yeah. So let's go to the next one. Best female soloist.
Women.
Yes. And this year we just can't not talk about IU. Okay.
Look, apparently we have tastes because
we just watched.
She won like album of the year.
Was that? She won the album of the year in the Melon Awards. We're filming this just after the Melon Awards, by the way. And she won for the best record of the year. And I was like, wow, no, best album of the year, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. And she's also our best female soloist because Lilac.
Superior. Hello.
Yes. Absolutely.
So good. Like, yeah. For real. That album is non-skip. It's non-skip.
Yes.
She has amazing features. Like, she worked together with amazing people. Some of these songs are depression songs.
Yeah, but IU has some really sentimental, sometimes like upbeat mix in her album. It's like,
yeah,
she knows how to do this. She's been doing this for years. She's amazing at it. Okay. For me, like the album was stunning. The full packaging situation.
The album was beautiful. Is insane.
So beautiful. So yeah, she took the best female soloist this year. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the nominees.
We have Kiana, Sunmi, Rosé, Lisa, Changa, Haize, Lihai, Jeonseon, Baekhyun.
We had a lot and they were all really good.
I feel like a rapper.
Oh my God. Now we go to one of our favorite categories, best girl group. Because,
hard.
Yes,
difficult.
This was hard. And again, we just cannot list four or five. We have to go through all the girl groups that released a comeback
also,
this year.
We had a tie with like four groups.
The Wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune, I'm telling you.
So for this year, a group stood out for me personally and for me, and also they're the winner. ITZY had a great year. They had me with Mafia in the Morning. I love that song to bits.
It's catchy as hell.
It's so catchy. The full thing was really good. And then they had like their full album as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think ITZY had also a really good year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think they're doing quite well. Yes. And I like that they're expanding their fandom a bit.
Yes.
At least from like, I think TikTok helps a bit with that as well, because I've seen like a lot of dance videos pass by.
Yeah.
So,
ITZY, well done. But the nominees were also really good. We had...
Women were amazing this year.
Yes.
Just saying.
We had like big names in this list.
I want to say that they carried the industry on their back, but I can't because we have TXT as well, and that just, you know.
Yes. So tell me about the nominees for this category.
All right, I'm bringing up my rapper. We had Twice, aespa, Red Velvet, Mamamoo, Stacey, Luna, She Idol, Weekly, Oh My Girl, Dreamcatcher, and Witches.
And they all were incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dreamcatcher, amazing.
I loved Mamamoo. Okay. Sad songs are my thing. And Mamamoo's album, the compilation album, was so beautiful.
Yeah, their title track
was so sad.
Speak about depression. Oh my God.
Now let's go on to our next category. Best boy group. Another lengthy one, people.
Like, bruh, how... Honestly, I'm kind of amazed at ourselves. Like,
and also, it was this one was hard because a lot of boy groups had comebacks this year. Some of them, they
but
were...
like, they had a lot of comebacks.
Yeah, but the norm is, like, 2-3 comebacks a year.
Well, at least 2, yeah, usually.
You know, some of them had, I don't know, 3, maybe? I'm not quite sure about all of them. But, again, they released so much music.
They were busy.
Yes. So, for this year, our winner was TXT. because
kind of to be predicted by what yes. we were saying earlier.
I think that this year was TXT year. That's it.
Yeah.
2021, they changed the game. They said, like, we're leaving this concept behind and hello, emo. And yes.
It's the perfect mix of the fourth gen, millennials, what am I saying? Gen Z. We have TikTok. And it just all builds on each other.
Yes.
And, like, even now with their TikToks that I'm like,
okay, the Gen Z to the core, yeah. Like the Gen Z, they're lovely. Okay,
they changed their TikTok bio.
Did they?
Yeah, and now it says we do what we want.
That's kind of cool. Also, I actually saw this interview with them, and the full one of the main concepts of TXT was like to be the voice of Gen Z, and they want to just say what Gen Z feels or something like that on the dosa. And I think it's kind of cool as well. You
they're
know,
doing it well.
Well, yeah,
pretty good,
really good. Also, them songs, like their album and their repackaged album, were incredible. Okay,
it was can I so can good. I get a hurrah for like Sputnik?
Hurrah. Yes, but for me, the one with like Sorry,
what was it? Love song.
Love song it was so good. I'm still amazed, and that song was actually my Spotify Wrapped. It was one of the songs I listened to most because Obsessed.
Yeah,
that one and the previous Anti-Romantic. There, we cannot leave Anti-Romantic behind.
And Frost
as well. But I think like this year, TXT is such a good year. Like Anti-Romantic created a full trend in TikTok, took over everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
everyone's for you pages.
Yes. There was no escape from Anti-Romantic. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes. I was gonna talk about all the other nominees because it's quite a lengthy list.
You do it this time.
Okay, so we had NCT 127, BTS, Enhypen, NCT Dream, 17, 80s. The Voice, Stray Kids, SHINee, Monsta X, SF9, Astro, ONF, B2B, 6, and Pentagon.
Rappers.
That was a lot.
A bop.
What is interesting is that we actually reviewed all of them.
Yeah.
Yes, people. Awesome.
We've written about all the people that we've nominated.
That's yeah, actually, yeah, that's the full point.
That's what TXT is saying.
Now, let's go to this is one of my personal favorites.
Yes. You should.
Because let's talk about best R&B release of 2021. And this year for R&B was amazing. But for this list, I decided to go with EPs because there was a lot of singles, all of them incredible, smooth orchestration, everything was perfect. But then I was like, the nominees release an EP or an album, okay? And that was kind of my way to, you know, get just a few of them because it was going to be an endless
start
list.
Start making that list.
Yes. So
unfortunately, we have day jobs.
Exactly. We can't, you know. So this year, we started the year with Dawn. It's Not Your Fault. It was in the first month of the year, I believe. And he took the award because we still listen to that. I still listen to that album. I'm still obsessed. That album was so well done. The visualizers, the music, everything was like well balanced. Even the features were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all the full package. And I think that album also meant like a change for Dawn as an artist.
Yeah.
So it was like such a good and solid album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also the physical album, very cute, by the way. It was super cute. It was like a portrait kind of thing. It was very cute.
We should mention that there was a tie.
There was a tie because, it was hard, people. It was hard. We won't tell you who was the second one because, should we?
Yeah, why not?
Well, this year was a bit of a fight between Dawn and Thama because the two of them, they literally blew my mind with their releases, with the full album.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's normal that you listen to a full album and sometimes you're like, oh, well, this track, but the fact that every single track is like incredible, impactful,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't stop. It's like you think that you're like, okay, it can't get any better than this, and it does get better. And they both did that with their albums.
Yeah.
So Thama was also one of the nominees. Chancellor, Hoodie, we had Hoodie, she released D-Day. We had Grey with Greyhound. We had Ocean from the Blue with Messages. We have BB, we love Lysa, BB so much this year. Mm. We had Marshall. We have to speak about Marshall because boy is incredible as well. Mm-hmm. We have Young Overy, and I really like his vocals.
He's such a like deep,
yes,
smooth, chocolatey voice.
Yeah, and of course we couldn't leave behind our Queen Haze because
I'm obsessed with that album still.
Yes. So we go now on to another of like my favorite ones, which is Best Hip Hop Release of the Year.
That's Kathleen's department.
And again, it was so hard. It was so hard.
There was a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But for this one, I decided to go for like people that release at least more than 2-3 songs. Could be like single albums with 3 songs plus or EPs albums. Because with hip hop, sometimes you release single after single after single.
Yeah.
But that's still like a lot of work, you know, involved.
Yeah.
So for this year, I think Giddy Boy stood out because he released first Space Time on So What, which I loved. Mm-hmm. I loved. And then Avanti, such an amazing release album.
Brilliant, revolutionary, outstanding, trendsetting.
That song, the feature with Sorry in that album, it's just sad, it's raw, it's so good. Okay. Mm-hmm. His rapping is incredible. So he took it this year because he did a really good job. Okay. Other nominees were Queen CL because Spicy was amazing. We have John Sojong, G Idol's leader. We had Hanse or the Hanse from Victon. He released also his debut hip hop.
Yeah.
EP. Incredible.
Mm. Dope.
We had DPRLI with IT Cool, and we loved it as well.
IT?
Isn't it IT?
Isn't it IT?
Look, I don't know.
As in all right, cool?
Is it?
I think so. I don't know.
Well, DPRLI.
Regardless.
We had Blue. We had B.I. Kid Millie was also nominated. Penomeco, Big Naughty, Bobby, Epic High, Verbal Jin, and Mirani. That was a lengthy list. Now let's go to Issa's apartment.
I had to make a short list of the short list.
Basically.
So for Best Indie Album or EP of the Year, this was hard, okay? Especially because indie encompasses so many different like subgenres.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, I listed all my favorites and then I had to pick apart my favorites, and then I had to choose another favorite of that. So,
did you have any sort of like requirements to make?
Well, yes, it had to be at least a full EP or an album.
Okay, fair.
Like just a single.
Even though if you love,
would have been even harder.
Okay, fair.
So it's at least an EP or a full album.
Perfect.
So, this year the winner was Lee Hee Sang with his album Boyhood 19.
Mm-hmm.
Very much folk, lovely, soft, about like growing up, shedding your childhood, whatever. He's pretty new.
Yes.
And doesn't have a lot of listeners on Spotify yet. So go check him out.
He's really good. He's really, really good.
But it was very hard to choose, I gotta say. It's so hard. Other nominees were Buzz with Lost Time. We had Meaningful Stone with Cobalt, amazing, love it. Then we also had Western Kites with Ultraviolet. We had RR with Can't. That EP is so good. We have Kim Marie with Your Name, which is more like an indie pop moment. Then we have Lee Sang Soon with his Tetiara album.
That one was hard.
That was very hard. I love
that album
because it's more like bluesy, jazzy.
Yes,
he has a feature with Sun Jung-ha.
Exactly.
It's like, I think it's only like 4 songs on that mini album, but they're also awesome. Then we have Im Soo-yeon with Oasis Bay and Half. I think she's gonna get quite big in the industry, or at least I hope so.
Okay,
she's very good. Then we have The Queen, An Da-young, of course, with her EP Burning Letter. Then we have also Nerd Connection with New Century Masterpiece Cinema. And then Janabi with his album The Land of Fantasy. And that was just a short list.
That was just a short list. I had more. Yeah.
But I had to
narrow it down.
Yeah, do because, the shaping and cutting. But like,
it was hard. It was hard. Okay, let's move on to best choreography of the year, male group. And yes. Choreographers in K-pop are always tight and clean. That's just something that K-pop does really well. Okay. Mm-hmm. They are perfect, they're like tight, they changes, all of that. There is a bit of like sometimes they do flips, gymnastics are involved. So it's interesting always to see that. Mm-hmm. This year, however, the winners were Stray Kids with Thunderous, because boys can do some incredible moves. I'm still not over God's Menu, but this year Thunderous, amazing. That guy is
so cool.
It's so cool. There's a part where they jump like on the others. Like they have like this really odd movement. But they like jump on top and then I walk and the other one is sitting like on the hat on the arms.
Uh-huh.
It's like super cool. I was like, how did they do that? It looks so cool. Also, arm strength, like the arm strength they must have. Uh-huh. Really cool.
Yeah.
Other nominees for this were like NCT Dream, of course, with Hot Sauce. NCT 127 with Sticker. We had The Voice with Through Right. That choreography is so fun. It's really fun.
Mm.
We had 17 with Ready to Love. 17, they're the kings of synchronization. We have Shiny with Don't Call Me, and I love that song.
Kings.
Mm. We have 80s with Zero Fever Part 2. Monsta X Gambler. Very Very with Get Away, and then Happy with Drunk Dazed.
This was a tough year, I feel like.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Mm.
Let's go to best choreography of the year, female group. And this year, girl groups were like, we're going to go with like heavy movements, hip-hop kind of style. We're gonna like heat, you know.
It was interesting because I feel like they also took a lot of typically male choreos,
yes,
and kind of like introduced them into their tracks.
Yeah, it's like a mix between femininity and also kind of like movement that you expect from boy groups. So I really like this.
I like the trend. Keep it up. It's very cool, very interesting, especially to see the blend between the more masculine movements and the more feminine movements. So it's very cool to see.
Yeah, this year our winners was Pixie with Wings, because
kind of crazy.
Yeah,
a rookie group won this,
but they did an incredible job.
We were watching the choreo video specifically for this category, right? That choreography is insane. Like, it's bonkers.
It is.
But they do it so well. And just like all the movements, and then they like flip over into like kind of movements.
And they do have backup dancers, but somehow the members stand out so much that you don't really notice the backup dancers. You know, it's like everything is like so well like structured.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good choreography. We also have in this category, we had Aespa with Next Level, and that choreography took over. I think it was the summertime, right? And on the Next Level, it was everywhere.
Choreo, man.
We have also Alcohol Free by Twice. Mm-hmm. We loved it as well.
The little crab dance.
Yes. Iconic. We had ITZY with In the Morning Mafia, Stacey with ASAP, Red Velvet with Queendom, Luna with Paint the Town, Dreamcatcher with Odd Eye, and then Weekly with After School.
They were also good.
They're really good.
But check out Pixie Wings, because that and choreo is
check the dance practice, because it's just so different. Mm. Now we're nearing the K-Mail Awards 2021 with the best album of the year. And oh my god, what a year. It was
a tie.
Yes. It was a tie. Like,
my god.
Yeah. So this year we had a tie, but the winner is TXT with the Chaos Chapter Freeze. because that album is solid from start to end. Mm-hmm. They have amazing B-sides. The title track was incredible. And it was so such a good sort of like change of concept.
Yes.
It was really good.
I mean, just imagine going from like Cat and Dog to this like emo rock moment. Shook. You know?
Yes, absolutely. They did a really good transition, I believe. And yeah, they are our best album, well, best pop album of the year, because they did an incredible job. Other nominees were NCT Dream with Hot Sauce, NCT 127 with The Sticker, 17 with Your Choice, Twice with Taste of Love, 2PM with Must, SF9 with Turnover, ACMU with Next Episode, The Stray Kids with No Easy, and Stacey with The Stereotype. It was so hard.
Go listen to ACMU Next Episode as well, please. Because...
yeah.
I feel like people kind of flew over how amazing the album was.
You think so?
Mm. Yeah.
Really? Because I wonder, they're kind of well-known, you know?
Yeah, of course they're well-known. But I feel like it's a bit underappreciated.
The album.
Mm.
Fair. Okay. Let's go on to the best pop band. Tell me about this category.
So it's a bit different from the indie category because these are like bands that are more well known to the public. They don't really fall under the indie category anymore. I'd still call them rock.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so much in the public sphere that it's kind of hard to put them in the same category.
Okay, fair.
So we have groups like CN Blue, Day 6, End Flying, Happy Pola, One Wee, and Toozy. But this year, Happy Pola won because their album was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
It was a sad album. Yeah. It was so good.
I remember watching the music video for the title track the first time, and yeah. I was like,
yes,
they couldn't do that in a music video.
Sad times. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember that. Mm.
Yeah.
And then our last category for the K-Meal Awards this year is Best Collab. And surprisingly, we did have plenty of collabs, but I thought it would be a lot more for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why they weren't a lot more. Maybe COVID?
I don't know. Anyway, this year we had like a few nominees. We had Hyolyn and Dasom. We had Rain and JYP. We had Suyeong, Lee Jong-ji, and BB. We have Gekko and Kwonji. Now we have BTS and Coldplay. We had Kang Daniel featuring Loco. We had Deep Here Alive featuring Benzino and Hwasa from Mamamoo. And we had Moon Jong-up and Moon Soo-jin. And this year, DPR featuring Benzino and Hwasa too good because Hula Hoops. So catchy.
Song's a bop.
So catchy.
It just does not leave your brain.
No. And it's going to be stuck on the brain. Stuck yeah.
in my head right now.
Yeah, same.
Because we said hula hoops. And I'm like...
it's hard.
Vibing.
Yeah.
That... I never expected...
yeah.
to have one another collab with Hwasa. And then also adding in Benzino.
That was an unexpected... collaboration, right? Yes, especially mixing Benzino with Hwasa in a DPR live song. I'm like, because wasn't it a DPR live? They work together.
Yes,
they work amazingly together. They're really good. But the addition of Benzino, I was like, what?
I was like, okay, what? I'm listening.
Absolutely, yes. So yes, guys, those this year's the K-Meal Awards. So go and check our article with the full list, the videos included, all of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this was the K-Meal Awards 2021. We'll see you next year with a new the K-Meal Awards. Bye-bye.